Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a podcast about space, science, and tech. These are quick hits podcasts, so, you know, between 5 and 10 minutes to get you the latest space news that's happening throughout the universe. My name is Will Walden. I am your host. You can check out the YouTube page at youtube.com/spacenewspod for a replay of this launch that I'm going to be talking about today. So if you want to actually see it, there's a T-3 post up, and it's Rocket Lab Birds of a Feather launch, 3 minutes or less. So basically what I do is cut down all the extra coasting and things like that, and then just put in the important and exciting parts in the T-3 video. So check that out, youtube.com/spacenewspod. Also, check out in the description, there's a link for Amazon, and that helps get the podcast to better places, bigger places, such as me buying this awesome microphone that I'm using right now. I'm in the process of trying to go to a rocket launch, the first crewed mission on a SpaceX rocket that'll be going to the ISS, hopefully in March or April. So working on that. So if you could check out that Amazon link, I take a little tiny chunk. Amazon pays me a little tiny chunk of whatever you pay them. So that helps me out a lot. It's an affiliate kind of thing. And yeah, I don't track anything or anything weird like that. It's just, it goes directly to Amazon. So thanks to everyone who's been doing that. It's helped a ton. So let's get into this rocket launch. So if you're not familiar with Rocket Lab, they are a small rocket company that launched this recent mission from New Zealand, right, from Launch Complex 1. And the mission name was Birds of a Feather. And the rocket was Electron. And the mission overview, this is the 11th Electron flight. It launched a dedicated mission for the United States National Reconnaissance Office, the NRO. And the mission was 100% successful. It launched from Launch Complex 1 at 1556 NZDT on January 31st of 2020. There was a live stream of it last night on our YouTube channel. And after the YouTube live stream kind of went off the air, after the rocket launch was all over, we had a sort of impromptu podcast with one of my roommates, Dre, and we had a really good time. So it was really interesting, and I really do appreciate everyone stopping by. It was really fun. So the NRO, the National Reconnaissance Office of the U.S., awarded this contract under the Rapid Acquisition of a Small Rocket Contract Vehicle, the RAZR. And RAZR allows the NRO to explore new launch opportunities that can provide a streamlined commercial approach for getting small satellites into space. So basically what they did was they launched this small sat into space, and they didn't recover the rocket, right? So sometimes they recover these rockets. They have a helicopter that flies along the same trajectory as the rocket, scoops it up with a hook, and gently lays it back down to our Mother Earth. This is not one of those cases. The launch took off, right? And at about, what is it? About, let's see. 9 minutes in, nine-ish minutes in, the first stage of the rocket plummets down to the ocean. And it, according to Rocket Lab, total disintegration on impact. So they're going to recover the parts, of course, like little pieces, but they didn't ever intend to use this thing again. That was it. Like, this thing is donezo. It is gone, gone, gone. So that rocket is done. But the mission was 100% successful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The satellite went into orbit as planned. The NROL 151 mission was a success. It's one of those things where you see these big launches, you know, like ULA launches or SpaceX or something like that, and they have these really fantastical, gigantic rockets. Well, this isn't one of those fantastically huge, like crazy, you know, heavyweight rockets. It's a slimmed down version, a very great, amazing piece of engineering and technology that gets the job done. Right. And it has, you know, it has a similar launch as everybody else. But the thing is, they're made very well, very quickly. And the turnaround on these things is incredibly fast. So they launched them from New Zealand right off the coast of Mahia. So it's near, let's see, Nuuhaka. I'm sorry, I'm really bad with these names. Nuuhaka, Nuuhaka. So I am sorry about that. So the whole thing is, man, it's not my native area, so I'm not 100% sure. But they launched this thing. It was spectacular. And it was great, and the mission was successful, and that's really all you need to know. Okay, they got the satellite into orbit, and the rocket performed absolutely perfectly, and that's all they wanted to do, right? They got all the data they needed, they got everything that they needed out of this, and that's spectacular. So, congratulations to Rocket Lab for a successful launch. NROL 15 launch was successful. The NRO is, you know, happy with their the placement of the satellite. The Razor contract is, you know, they held up their contract. So they did great work. So, you know, complete success. So congratulations, Rocket Lab, for all of your hard work. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like I was saying before, we do have the big guys, right? We have SpaceX and we have ULA. We have Boeing, gigantic behemoths. But we have these little guys, too. In Rocket Lab, because they're smaller, they have the ability to pivot whenever they need to, right? They, you know, somebody like Boeing, if they need to do something, there's a lot of red tape. You have to have, it's like corporate America, you know, you have to have a meeting in order to schedule a meeting kind of thing. Oh, you want to have a meeting at 3? Well, let's have a meeting about having that meeting. Okay. Well, when we're in that meeting at 3, let's schedule 4 other meetings for other meetings. And, you know, it's one of those kind of things. Boeing's kind of, you know, they're kind of slow and big, and Rocket Lab is not, not at all. They're fast and they get the job done. So congrats on that. Now, from there, I'm just going to say thank you, everybody, for subscribing to the show. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for checking out the YouTube channel, too. Everyone that's been over there has been absolutely insane and awesome. And Space Cadets galore. Thank you. Thank you, Deborah Hall, for becoming the latest Space Cadet. You can go to patreon.com/spacenewspodcast to become a Space Cadet and help out the show in any monetary value that you would like, over $1. And you can just go over there. You become a Space Cadet. And if you subscribe on YouTube, you get these cool little badges next to your name during the live chats. So that's another way to do it, another way to support the show, and just listen to the podcast. Like, that's another great way. Like, just, you're supporting me by just listening here. But if you want to go above and beyond the Call of Duty and become an official Space Cadet, go over to those things that I mentioned before and check it out, or click on the Amazon link in the description, because that helps a ton. So thank you so much for everybody, to everybody who's been supporting the show and everyone who's been listening. I do appreciate it. This has been the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I will see you soon.